Belem Tower. This tower was built in 1515 in honor of the patron saint of Lisbon, Saint Vincent. Over time, it would become one of the most representative examples of Manueline architecture. Due to its strategic location at the mouth of the Tagus, it was first used as a defense tower to protect the entrance of the port. From this region, many explorers would roam the oceans in search of new lands and maritime routes in Asia, Africa, and Americas. Its use changed as the years passed. For a period, it served as a customs office, then later as a jail to house political prisoners. The tower is divided into five floors. On the first three, we can see the governor's hall, the hall of the king's, and the audience hall. On the fourth and fifth floors are the chapel and the terrace. The tower is accessed by a bulwark, in which you can see various defensive cannons and the pits where the prisoners were thrown. Its interior is decorated in an austere manner, with highlights including a sculpture of St. Vincent and another of the patron saint of travel. On the outside, we can see its open galleries and the protective design of its watchtowers and battlements, one of which is adorned by a rhinoceros statue. Before construction of the tower began, the governor of Portuguese India presented King Manuel I with a living rhinoceros. Upon arriving in Lisbon, the exotic animal aroused great interest among the local population. Unsurprising, considering it was the first rhinoceros on European soil for more than 1,000 years. The famous stone statue was built to honor this moment in the city's history.